who is this again? This is R.C. Collins, correct?
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask you a question about Al Munster, who died today.
Al Munster. I'm not familiar with him.
Are you kidding? He was on the Munster Show.
Al Munster? No, the name of the show was The Munsters, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's Al Grandpa Munster Lewis.
Al Lewis died last week.
Well, be that as it may, six of one, half a dozen of the other. I want to know, when they say he died, they say he's 82, but he was born in 1910. What's that about? In other words, he's really 96, but they say he's 82. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I see what you're getting at. I don't know whether or not the records were unclear or whether or not, you know, Al Lewis was, you know, part of the older generation. And he was born in 1910. Yeah, that would make him 96, but they might have made a mistake, is what I'm saying.
Well, is there a possibility that he spent 10 or 12 of those years as a bat? And I'm not kidding.
All right, hang up on him.
No, sir, I'm not kidding. I swear to God.
What do you mean a bat? I tell you what I'm going to do. Hold on for a minute, all right? And I know Jeff Dowder is on the line. He wanted to talk about this, right, Bud?
Yeah, you're over here.
I got to go out to the car. I got to get my sinus medicine, all right?
Right.
Get Dowder on the line with his kid, and they can talk about this guy, Al Lewis, who died, you know, God rest his soul. All right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm leaving right now, so just...
Yeah, Jeff?
Yeah, this is Jeff Dowder.
And Jeff, this RC's with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Well, my name is RC Collins.
Okay. Number one, man, I'm really sorry to break the news to you, but Al Lewis didn't spend 12 years as a bat. Okay? He's a human being.
Okay. First of all, didn't he play a bat?
No, he didn't play a bat. He played a vampire. And where are you from, man? I mean, what's the...
All right, hold on. We got to take a break, okay?
What?
We got to take a break.
What did they say?
They got to take a break.
Hello?
We gotta take a break. Hold on for a minute.
Okay.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hold on for a minute. All right, Mr. Henry's still getting his sinus medicine, so go.
What's that mean, go?
Go ahead. Continue the debate about Al Munster.
Yeah. Al Munster, okay, is the kid still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Al Munster, you're calling him Al Munster. That's right off the bat shows how stupid you are, okay?
I meant Al Lewis. I didn't mean Al Munster.
Well, but you called him right off the bat about Al Munster, didn't you?
Okay, let it go, man. Move on. God.
All right, Al Lewis, they could have had a typographical error, and that means that he's really 96. Or, just like Mr. Henry said, they got the birth date wrong, which they do a lot of the times with movie actors because they don't want nobody to know their real age. Do you understand now?
Well, I don't know if you've got information that I don't have, but
it doesn't mean I've got no information you don't have, man. It just means a lot of movie stars don't want anybody to know how old they is.
You know, I'm just saying...
And you're in a military academy, man, and you think some guy transformed into a bat for 12 years, and you think you're going to be in the military of the America? Forget it.
Hey, it doesn't mean that I think he's a bat. I'm simply saying, what happened to those 12 years, and is there something metaphysical or paranormal?
Are you kidding me, man? The Munsters wasn't even a real show about paranormal stuff. It was a cartoon, man. I mean, the one dude, what was the dude's name?
Who, Al Munster?
Not Al Munster, man. The guy that was... The head guy.
Fred Munster.
Yeah, Fred Munster, okay. I mean, look at the guy, man. They used cake batter for makeup. I mean, you could put birthday candles on his head. I mean, the whole thing, man, is a joke, okay?
All right. Well, I'm just checking it out, but I don't see where you should be mean.
I'm not being mean, man. I'm just slapping you into place. Yeah, hi, Phil. Hey, is it possible that Al Munster was a bat for 12 years, and that's how come they don't have no real date on him? Cut me a break, man. Give me a big slice of break.
Well, you don't know what it's like to be confused by things.
I know what it's like to be confused by things.
Yeah, give me one example.
Okay, one time I was backstage at a Kenny Loggins concert because some friend of mine had backstage passes, okay?
I don't know, who's Kenny Logg?
It's not Kenny Logg, man, it's Kenny Loggins, okay? And you don't know him because you're too young. But one time he was a pretty big star, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm back there with my girlfriend. He comes off stage and suddenly just lip locks my girlfriend, sticks his tongue down her throat like he knows her, like she's some friend of his. And that was a baffling time, okay?
And the guy's, his name is Kenny Logg? What?
Kenny Loggins.
Like log on?
Not log on. Yeah, it's like logging on or logging in, only it's Loggins.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was baffled by that because I'm thinking, who's this dude? He comes off stage and he's giving my girlfriend a tonsil inspection in front of everybody backstage. So that was baffling for me because on the one hand, I'm very peace-loving, man. I don't want to hurt nobody.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I wanted to just put the hurt on him. I wanted to drop the pain on him. See?
No, I don't get it. I would have clobbered the guy. I would have clocked him. He would have known. He. Forget it, man. I just.
Yeah. All right, you guys done? Because Mr. Henry's back.
Yeah, I'm pretty fit. I'm pretty much finished.
Me too.
How'd it go?
It went good.
You guys still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So you finished your debate?
Yeah, we did.
What's the resolution?
That Al Lewis could, they probably have some typographical error. I think I got the kid, he understands you can't become a bat.
Well, I just was wondering about it.
Okay, great. Took you guys 15 minutes about that?
Well, he was also talking about how Kenny Loggins stuck his tongue into his girlfriend.
What?
I'm talking about a kiss.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, Mr. Henry, would you be willing to make a personal appearance at our...
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.